Hello and welcome to a special festive edition of the So So Show. And at this point, I would be jangling bells if I had any. So you'll just have to take my word for it that I'm wearing a Christmas jumper, and so is Zoe.
Oh yes. I'm all sparkly today. And the bells, yeah, we've got bells ready for Christmas Eve. Everybody's going outside at 6 o'clock to jingle their bells. This is happening all around the world. Did you know that, Simon?
I'll have my hands on my bell for 6 o'clock Christmas Eve.
Please no.
So we thought we'd just drop in a little quick message ahead of Christmas to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And I guess thank you for listening over the course of the year.
Yes, thank you so much for the support. I mean, we're so, so thankful that you've listened to us. And, you know, when we launched this podcast, we didn't really know what was going to happen with it. We were sort of making it as a bit of fun, and it's been so well received. So thank you so much. And for your support, this is a very short episode.
If you've recently started listening, then we have a whole 32 episodes that you can enjoy. And hopefully that might make you feel a little bit less alone over the Christmas period if you are going to be on your own.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go all the way back to the beginning in the days when Zoe couldn't quite work the microphone properly on her laptop and sounded like she was in a toilet.
Yeah. Well, we started on VE Day. That was May the 8th, wasn't it?
That's right. And we interviewed Gene Taylor,
yeah,
who was the former Wren, who was based in Weston House. Gene, by the way, getting two Christmas dinners this year.
Good.
Neighbours either side taking food round for her. So she's winning at Christmas dinner.
Perfect. Can I just tell you my nerves about Christmas this year?
Of course you can.
My daughter wants a violin.
Does Santa know?
Yeah. She's told him. And look, how can you turn down a kid, right? And I think this is probably everybody's sentiment. So we went to see Father Christmas a couple of weeks ago. And Father Christmas asked her, what would you like for Christmas? And look, I take full credit for my daughter saying this, you know, and being the lovely girl that she is. She said, I just want everyone to be happy.
Aww.
And I thought, oh, that's so lovely. You know what? That's it, isn't it? That's the sentiment of Christmas, is I just want everybody to be happy. And a violin.
I found a letter the other day from my now 17-year-old,
right,
when she was probably about 9.
Yeah.
And it was the letter to Father Christmas, and I'd screenshot it and stuck it on Facebook.
Right.
And consequently, it came up in the Facebook memories. And it was the back of her letter to Santa. And it basically said, if you can't get any of that stuff, I don't mind. I'll just have other stuff. And if you can't find any stuff at all, it's all right.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. I love it. They're too cute.
If only we could view the world through the eyes of a child again.
Well, that's what we need to do, isn't it? Do you know what? It's not all about those presents. It's not about the bits of plastic. It's about who's around us. Mm. And that's why we're staying apart to be together.
It's the simple things. And we do mean what we say. We are on the end of social media. So if you're finding it a struggle this Christmas, then drop us a message via our Instagram, via our Twitter,
yeah,
via our Facebook. We will get back to you. We will hopefully make you feel a bit like you are less alone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for this year. Simon, you've been an absolute superstar. Loved making this, and long may it continue.
It's been really nice getting to know you, because obviously we knew of each other, and I think we'd probably had, yeah, maybe two coffees before we started doing this.
Yeah.
And I've learned so much about you.
Not all good.
My favourite bit of Zoe knowledge is what your mum used to tell you on Christmas Eve's gone past, when you used to go out down the pub with your mates.
Don't go mad.
At least you won't have to say that this year.
No, exactly. Right, well, have a lovely Christmas, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Love to all of you, and wishing you peace and joy. And we'll speak to you in 2021.